What is good news? Part 4. Another critical point about the gospel is that it does consist of a message, a wonderfully simple yet profound message. The key is that it is a miraculously mysterious message. In short, the gospel message is Christ died for our sins and Christ was raised from the dead. No more, no less. He died and rose again. That's the gospel. The gospel, according to Galatians 3, was actually given as a promise to Abraham a long time ago. It was later revealed fully in Christ so the Gentiles could also receive the Holy Spirit. What is critical to remember is there is mystery to it. I'm starting to conclude that we can actually be counterproductive if we work so hard to explain the gospel that we take away the mystery. We think we are doing a great thing by putting everything in easy to understand human reason, but maybe I would be better off just presenting the simple gospel stated above. Christ died, Christ was raised from the dead, and letting the Spirit reveal the mystery as only He can. Instead of trying to solve the mystery for others, we should simply invite them into the wonder of it. That's what happened for me. That's how God drew me to Himself. Perhaps our problem with communicating the gospel lies in the fact that it is still, truthfully, a mystery to us because we've preoccupied ourselves with a false substitute.